Today we'll be doing Sivdalu. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Beis HaKiseh Shehu BaChafira, you have a bathroom which is dug out of a hole in the ground, Ufiv Berichok Arba Amos Min Haguma, and the entrance, the opening to the hole, is 4 Amos away from the pit itself, Uasri B'Midron B'Inyan Shehara'imis Galgel V'Nofel Miyad L'Meirachok, and it's made on a slope, on an incline, in such a way that the feces rolls down from far away from where you're standing, V'Chein HaMeiraglaim Yordin Miyad L'Guma, and the urine goes right into the pit, that is the equivalent of a closed off pit by which you are allowed to recite Shema. Im ein bo reach ra, provided that there is no pungent odor. Vegam in mashtinin bo chutz laguma, and also provided that no one urinates outside of the pit. The Rama says aval im mashtinin bohem lifamim, if they've urinated it once in a while, also laharher bohem bedivrei Torah kol shekein likros kriyishma, then you are not permitted to think about words of Torah and certainly not to recite Shema. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yudal tells us kisasum dame. It's as if this place is not treated like a bathroom whatsoever. Regardless of whether there are mechitzos above the pit or not. Even when there's no urine and there's no pungent odor, because it has the status of a bathroom, the place where you urinated, therefore you're not allowed to think words of Torah or recite Shema there. The chasav ataz de mikol makom lemechitos besakise azeh im lohem din mechitos besakise laharchik mehen mikenegdon v'chanal besiv katan hay. However, the Taz writes that these do not qualify as mechitos that surround the bathroom that require you to distance yourself from them if you're reciting Shema opposite them. The iser of reciting Shema is only in front of an active flow of urine. Once the urine falls on the floor, it only becomes an iser d'rabanan. And therefore, these mechitzos do not qualify as mechitzos of a bathroom. And therefore, those places where the minhag is to make a specific bathroom that's designated for use by everybody, and it's known that those places get exceptionally putrid. Then even the mechitzos that surround such a bathroom would be problematic to recite Shema in front of, mida oraisa, that would have the status of a urinal or of a toilet, where even if it's currently empty, you're still not permitted to recite Shema in front of it. And even though the iser of reciting Shema in front of urine is only derabanan, but because you have a place which is designated for urination, so it becomes more chamor, and therefore you're not allowed to recite Shema. So too, in this case, if you have mechitzos that are built around an area of designated for urination, you would not be allowed to recite Shema in front of it. The Prima Gadim thinks that if you have urine that has gone putrid, then it would be an Isser Do Raisa to recite Shema in front of it. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sif Hei tomorrow.